Well, I've been down in Mexico now for 10 years, and I actually spent several years on the mission field as a child, and so after I graduated high school, and I didn't really have any real goals set, my dad always kind of whispered in my ear, well, why don't you think about going back down to the mission field and serving the Lord? And I always did have that desire, but unfortunately, I had a greater desire, which was to be married and have a family. And so I always kind of thought, well, I'd rather have this other one first before I do the other one. Well, I don't know if that was, you know, the right order to put those in, but I just praise the Lord that He gave all me my whole desire in one. I came down here and I was at the first mission conference that I attended 10 years ago. And I met Billy on a Monday, like has already been said and probably everyone knows, and I married him the next Sunday, and I was married, had three kids, and I was on my way to the mission field. So the Lord's been good to me. He has. He really has. And I've also been privileged to work with and rub elbows with some of the best, has also been said around here. I had the Riggs and the West as my co-workers for 10 years. And that was a real blessing. And I just thank Him for the opportunity that He's given me to serve Him with my husband down there in Mexico. And I just pray that He continues blessing us. And it's funny how, you know, Danny also mentioned about somebody taking your verse. The Lord gave me a verse for this mission conference, I guess about a week or so before the mission conference actually started. And then the other night, of all things, Aunt Nelda read my verse, and I just kind of sank in my chair, like, oh, I don't believe it. And then I watched the video after that, and then Debbie shared it too. I know not very many people were here, but I was just like, oh, no. And then, you know, the same theme started coming up a lot, and I just was, like, kind of discouraged, and I was like, oh, man, maybe I'm just going to forget the whole thing and start over. And I thought, well, how silly. Why? I should have felt, you know, encouraged and really rejoicing that, you know, actually the Lord had actually, you know, led me, had been led by the Spirit and given me a good verse. I don't know why we always tend to think on the negative right away instead of the positive. But I thank the Lord for Danny and what he shared this morning, too. It's kind of what I was going to talk about. We just don't care about what we should care about as much as it was said last night too, that phrase, lost and dying world. It's just kind of like a phrase sometimes, unfortunately, because it's just, well, it's a lost and dying world. It doesn't really touch us like it should. And my verse is in Colossians 3, 23 and 24. But we do care about a lot of things, and we put our heart into a lot of things, at least I do. Ask Dara about the volleyball game we played up at the lake last week. I got a little heated. I actually had my heart in that game. Who knows why, but you know. And then she says, well, it was out. It wasn't out. What do you mean? You know, and we really got into it. Well, I get into a lot of things. I mean, I really do put my heart into a lot of things. But here in this verse it says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. There's a lot, obviously, that could be said about these verses here, but I felt what the Lord was saying to me was, Debbie, you're not serving me very heartily. You know, yes, you're serving me, but not heartily. Because to me, I don't know if y'all can understand, but there's a difference. Heartily and willingly don't mean the same thing. Willingly is like, yeah, okay, I'll do this. But heartily is, yes, okay, I'll do this. Willingness is necessary to serve the Lord, but action is what is demanded. In 2 Corinthians 8, says, now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. And I didn't have this written down, but I had a conversation with Janice about a year and a half ago when Billy and Brent went off to Poland, and the whole idea came up, and it looked like we might be changing our whole, you know, lives and going to Poland, and, you know, we didn't know what to do. They were over there for 2 weeks, and we were just kind of in limbo there in Mexico, and we were praying, and we were waiting on the Lord, and I actually consoled Janice with the thought that, look, Janice, we're willing to go, and that's all we have to be, is willing to go, and the Lord can use that. We're willing, and that's good enough. We're willing, you know. I mean, think about a lot of people. He can't use them because they're not even willing. That is one point. You have to be willing first. But, you know, I think about it today, and I'm not knocking Billy's decision or anything. I'm just throwing this out here. What's the... Yes, you have to be willing, but you also have to do. You also have to take action. Hebrews 6. Six, 11, and 12 says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And showing the same diligence, you know, that's kind of what I was saying about being doing your work heartily and doing, you know, what you do for the Lord heartily, to show diligence and not be slothful. There's just a difference there that, I don't know, like when I ask my kids to do something that I want them to do for me, and they just say, okay, yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's great. It's great that they're willing, you know, and they'll do what I tell them to do, because I've seen some kids, you know, throw fits. No, I'm not going to do that, and whatever. Yeah, that's wrong. And willingness, I don't know if you want to see what I'm trying to say, but yes, the okay attitude, and I'll do this, the willingness is good, but how much better is it? Yes, I'll do this. Okay, I'll do this. I think the Lord wants that out of us, too. And what Karen really said really touched me the other night. I'm guilty of that down there lately. You know, Quattro's just going pretty slow. There's just not a lot of people that are committed to the work, and I tend to have that attitude sometimes. Well, you know, let's just forget these people. They're just good for nothing. They're just a waste of time. You know, they have no ganas, which is, you know, drive or whatever. That's the word for it. And, well, what about me? What if I actually had some drive myself, you know, and some cheerfulness in my service? Let's look in 2 Corinthians 9. In 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And I'd read those two verses together, and they just kind of hit me in the same way. I know maybe it's not talking about this here, it's talking about giving or whatever of money, but it hit me as, how come it seems like the service that I purposed in my heart to give to the Lord 10 years ago was so cheerful and so ready and excited, and yet here lately it seems like it's been grudgingly and out of necessity that I've been given in my service. And he can't use that. It says that God loveth a cheerful giver. And I think that counts in service too. And I think that if all, you know, be a little more excited down there in Mexico, he'll be able to use that better, and maybe actually get the church on fire down there in Irapuato, instead of sitting there complaining about these people aren't, you know, very into it. Well, maybe I need to get into it a little more. Okay, also, one more thing about that verse. Yeah, the ones that are willing and that do go and actually doing everything that they're asked to do, how can we do that if y'all here don't do what's demanded of you too? Kind of what Danny was saying. We're a team. And here it says, you know, you have to do things that are commanded of you, and we need you to pray. We need you to give to us. We need, you know, y'all to be fulfilling your part, so that we can also, and we also have to do our responsibility and fulfill our part. So it is, it's a team effort, and but we have to give it some ganas and do it heartily. And my last verse in 2 Thessalonians. I would just really like this to be a prayer that you could pray for me, and I'll do the same for y'all. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 11, says, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy for this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power."
Amen.
Let's be found worthy, and let's fulfill our responsibility.
Amen.